Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Marty is on a bit of a second honeymoon, I guess, with his wife, Christine. And Jimmy Crenn, Sheila Hyland, and I have gotten together for our 50th podcast. Guys, that's pretty amazing. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Jimmy.
It's been a great 50, I'll
tell
you.
It has been.
Feels great.
And what is the 50th? Is that?
Gold.
Paper, gold,
yeah, gold.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was the 75th.
All right.
No,
okay.
I think 50's gold.
I never thought we'd be 50.
25 is silver.
Okay.
Silver anniversary.
Yeah.
Gold. 75 is, I don't know, we're not going to make. Well, maybe we will.
People wonder.
I hope we make 75.
People will wonder how we did it. They'll ask us, how'd you do it? We'll say compromise.
Bottom line is.
We did. We compromised.
And Jimmy, you started this. We have been telling Marty Griffin that we're going to have him on as our featured guest
we
for the
50th
episode.
We wanted a big guest. We want the man.
So what we did was while Marty was on his way to his second honeymoon with Christine in the car, we called him, and the unfiltered reaction is on the podcast. So
some of it.
You don't want this.
Some of it is still filtered.
Some of it is on the editing room floor. However, as Marty would say, we invite you to check out Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Crenn, Sheila Hyland, episode 50, kdkradio.com, or you can download our free Audacy app and check it out that way. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Now, while I got you guys,
yeah,
Marty had proposed this. We even took phone calls this week,
okay,
about artificial or real. And Sheila, we're talking about Christmas trees.
Okay, yes. I'm glad you made that clear.
So, artificial or real?
It used to be real, but now it's got to be artificial. You know, much less headache. You get the tree in. It's up every year. You save a lot of money. Easy peasy.
Jimmy.
Artificial all the way, baby.
But you went natural before.
I went natural a few years ago, and I learned my lesson because Larry, the dog, not the person.
This is your chihuahua.
My little chihuahua. He thought the tree was a gift for him. He would come in and relieve himself. Every once in a while, he'd walk by and just relieve himself. And it wasn't good for the tree. Wasn't good for the wise men. It was not good.
Yeah, but Jimmy, my dog did that with the artificial tree as
really?
Well. So
that's impressive.
Real or artificial doesn't necessarily
that's
matter.
A
you know,
great
a dog
art-
sees a tree. They're going to do
but that's a
thing.
Great artificial tree. How about that?
What about
that could be an advertisement. Even your dog.
Now, are
even
you,
your dog likes
well, wait
this
a minute.
Tree.
Are you artificial real, meaning it looks like a real tree, or do you go full aluminum?
I got to go fake real. I want somebody to walk up, go, oh, my God, you get a real tree, Jimmy. And they touch you, go, oh, my God, no, like that. I'm amazed by it, too, with them.
The base always looks fake, though. They need to make
oh,
like,
no.
put a tree trunk
I cover
on
it.
The base.
I
of
cover
the tree.
It too. Believe me, it's like my thing.
You wrap
I want
it.
To surprise you. I want you to say, oh my God, Jimmy. It warms my heart if you say that.
Let's take it another level. Pre-lit or not?
Love pre-lit. Let's
I
work.
Do too.
Okay, but let's face work. It, after you've had your tree for about 20 years, it's no longer pre-lit. You have to go buy more lights and keep stringing them up. So my tree has about 1,200 lights on it, only about 400 of which actually work.
Still work.
How about you? Are you real or artificial?
I'm artificial, but it looks real.
Just like me, right? You like
you
it.
Have to
you
look
get
close.
Excited. See?
So I even, Larry, can't believe you got real.
I artificial. Used to get that can of pine smell spray.
That's bringing it.
And
yes.
People would think,
that's
wait
the
a minute.
Bomb.
And then my wife says, that stuff smells horrible.
Oh, I thought that was like, you know.
Oh, really? I think it smells great.
Yeah, I love the
pine. I got to tell you, I never thought of that. I'm using it this year. I'm going with that move, artificial pine spray. Thank you, Larry.
And she thinks that, well, she has a hypersensitive olfactory system.
I'll have to get a look around for a good one then. Maybe you have a good smell.
If I had a beer a week ago, she could tell.
It's amazing.
I mean, she's got this amazing sense of smell.
Fascinating.
Me, it's kind of, most things are deadened.
Me
at
too.
This point.
See, I have a great sense of smell too, but I like that smell of the Christmas trees, the real Christmas trees.
That's why I'm going to get that fake pine spray like Larry had.
Let me ask you this, because Marty challenged me, outdoor holiday lighting.
Mm-hmm.
You live in a condo, Jimmy, so that's not an option.
No, no lighting for me.
But Sheila lives in a townhouse ensemble.
Right.
Ensemble.
But you are relegated to
white-only
lights.
Yes, they won't let you have red and green lights, which
Why?
Is what Christmas is
it's
all about.
It's non-committal. It's like,
Who's
you know.
Who's going to come and give you a hard time?
It's because we want people to come to the neighborhood and say, oh, this is very homogenized. It's all the same.
Yeah.
We don't show our individuality our HOA community.
Yes, it's nice.
That's kind of sad.
It
Your tree's
sad.
Up, Jimmy?
My tree is not up. My artificial tree is not up. I'm going to buy a new one this year. That's why I'm looking for a new one. Pre-lit, about 6 foot tall, and actually can somehow put itself away.
Oh,
are you talking about a tree or a date?
Both.
You know, you can get them with ornaments on them now, too.
I'm
you
all
just
it.
Literally
I'm...
pull them out of the bag and stand them up,
that's
and that's
what
it.
Oh, they have
that. That's
they
what
call
I want.
That. Yeah, it's a pop-up tree.
That's
oh,
all
okay.
I want.
Do you have your tree up, Sheila?
I do not.
Come on,
I
man.
Know.
Get
I'm
in
behind
the
times. And you obviously do.
I do.
So what part of that did you play?
I
did
put
you
the
help
tree
decorate
up.
It?
My wife decorated. That's the exchange that we have for the tree.
All right. Who takes it down?
You?
I do. I, you know, she puts the stuff away, ornaments.
Okay.
Neatly
it's a
away.
Team
I take
effort.
The tree down. All
Isn't
right.
Isn't it cool when you decorate a tree though?
Just a warning. We took phone calls. Marty and I took phone calls.
Yes.
And there were a number of people had horror stories about what they dragged in with their live tree.
Oh, yeah.
One was a black snake.
Oh. Well,
which...
The other was a mini tarantula ensemble. I love that ensemble.
It sounds like you're about to buy that.
Spiders.
You know, like you bought it with the tree.
Yeah. Or
I like
in
the
Christmas vacation,
ensemble.
It was the squirrel diving out, you know. And Marty even said in his real tree, he had two bird nests.
Wow.
So,
birds came back. It was through my house.
Birds weren't in there. Just some bats.
They came back and said, where's the house? Well, Marty took my house.
All the right. more reason to have.
This is the Big K Morning Show. So I've been in the air chair here for 21 years, going on 22 next year. Before me was John Cigna for 18. Before him, Jack Bogut, who's still with us. And we were talking about Children's Hospital. They have the big telethon on TV, KDK TV, next Thursday, December 8th. And proud to be a part of that. And what we stand on the shoulders of Cigna, and really Jack Bogut took it to another level for the Children's Hospital Free Care campaign. And I always say, and you may have heard me say this, you're only a half person from everybody in town. So our sports director, Jeff Hathorne, is very active in Pitt athletics with play-by-play. And I don't know if you follow the volleyball team, but they've been doing tremendous. So Jeff tells me that John Cigna's granddaughter, Taylor, is this tremendous athlete at Colgate. She's like, well, he equated it to the position on a team as like a quarterback in football. So we're going to catch up with Jeff right after the news at 9:30 and talk about some big events that are going on in town this weekend, along with our high school football coverage tonight, starting at 6 with John Fedko. And then we've got Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee with your play-by-play in color. Westinghouse against Steel Valley, state championship semifinal game. And Robert Mangino on the field. And we're really excited about the coverage that we have here. So
Stick around. Jeff will tell us about the connection. Cigna's granddaughter. That's so cool. He'd have loved this. He really would. Marty Griffin and I are getting together to celebrate our hometown heroes. It's our 10th anniversary, and we are appreciative, first of all, presented by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys. That's December 13th. Rivers Casino in their upper level. That's the event center there that overlooks the river and the city. It's beautiful. By the way, I hear their hotel is open. It's called The Landing. They've been working on that for several years. Imagine how cool that is if you come from out of town. You could stay at the hotel right there. You're at the Rivers Casino. They got the great restaurants. Then you can walk over to Acrisure Stadium for a game. It's a pretty nice setup. Anyway, so we hope that you will join us. Our keynote speaker, WPXI anchorwoman Susan Copen, who's tremendously inspirational. Her story, if you don't know the details, it's pretty dramatic. Lifetime Achievement Awardees Bob and Marilee Tutti, and we are going to honor five individuals, including Westinghouse coach Dante Green. Also brought to you by McGuire Memorial. I thank the folks at McGuire for the great work they do. Levin Furniture, PNC Bank, AAA Traffic, and AAA. And, of course, we also want to thank the folks from Performance Food Service. So that's December 13th. Get your tickets, and you can do that at kdkradio.com. Get ready for the weekend, and Marty Griffin will be back with me on Monday. I'm Larry Richard, and we welcome in our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. And for those that don't know, very busy man, not only what he does covering the Steelers and Pitt and all the other things in his daily travels, but he's been working really hard. I woke him up. Jeff, you okay?
Hello?
That's fun. You've been doing all kind of double duty. So you've been filling in for Bill Hillgrove with Pitt basketball. Sometimes you do the play-by-play. You've been doing volleyball. You got this big game coming up, right?
Yeah, the NCAA tournament's in town today for volleyball. And Pitt is one of the top six seeds across the nation. So they are hosting the first and second rounds. So, yeah, they've got – so there's a BYU against James Madison matchup at 4 that Amanda Siley from the station and I are doing. And then at 7 o'clock, it's Pitt against Colgate.
And this is where the intrigue for us here. You sent me, by the way, one of the star players on Colgate happens to be the granddaughter of the late John Cigna, host of this very show for 18 years before me and in between, Jack Bogut.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, you know, you look up rosters, and I mean, you see names, and Cigna's not that uncommon of a name. And as I start writing down, you know, typing out the rosters, and then you go back and you start looking where they're from, and it's like, wait a minute, Taylor Cigna went to Oakland Catholic. She's from Glenshaw.
What?
Wait a minute. Her dad is John. This has got to be. So we talked to her coach yesterday, and he's like, oh, yeah. And she's very proud of her grandfather and what he did. And I want to meet her. We didn't get a chance to meet the players. I want to meet her and, you know, ask her something about PennDOT to see if she opines for about 10 minutes or what she thinks about how the mayor is doing.
Well, you know, John Cigna got his own street named after it, Cigna Way. It's the on-ramp to the HOV because he always railed about the HOV lane. So they fixed him. They put his name up there permanently. Meanwhile, that'll be great. Make sure you get a picture with her. I'd love to see that. And kind of a cool thing. But for those that don't know, this is a big deal to host this, right?
It is. It is. And it took a couple of years for Pitt to get that recognition and respect to be able to host this. And, you know, last year they hosted all the way through and ended up in the Final Four. And their goals are a national championship. It's a confident team. And, you know, tickets are inexpensive. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, this is not – so I grew up, my sister played volleyball, and it's cool. But, like, this is next level. I mean, the athleticism – What they are able to do is incredible. And their matches sometimes last only 2 hours. At most, they go maybe 2:45, and sometimes they're even shorter. It's fast. It's quick. It's kind of built for today's attention span. And I tell you what, it's one of the best programs in the country. They've done an amazing job.
Yeah, and kudos to the university there. They're
Dan Fisher.
How about the soccer team, too?
Oh, and Jay Vidovich, what he's done with men's soccer. They host the Elite Eight Saturday, tomorrow at 1. And this is their third straight Elite Eight, and they got a good chance of making the Final Four. And this is it's some good times. I mean, women's soccer had a really nice year, and baseball is you know, had a good season. So they've had some sports that have really, and obviously, you know, football coming off the ACC title and undefeated in November. So, yeah, as you well know,
chance to win 9 games with a bowl for the football team, which would be the first time back to back 9-win season since Jackie Sherrill, to give people a perspective of how rare that is. And by the way, we'll know after championship Saturday in football where Pitt will end up in a bowl game. Right now, it seems like odds are on the Pinstripe Bowl in New York at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it does. I've seen Fenway Bowl by a person or two, and Military Bowl is still in play. Maybe even the Sun Bowl. There are a couple of different options. And by the way, the Pitt men's basketball team opens ACC play tonight, and they're coming off a 29-point win at Northwestern. So
a team with great defense,
to turn the corner a little bit.
That Northwestern team.
Yeah, they were second in the country in defense, and you know Pitt just put 87 on them.
Wow, that's good. So things are trending up. And before you go, and I know you cover the Steelers very closely, if they're able to find a way to win in Atlanta, then at home against the Ravens next weekend, they win back-to-back.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! Playoffs!
Enjoy the wins. Just enjoy the wins. Don't think too much about this. Just enjoy the wins.
All right, man.
That's what I'll say. Enjoy the wins.
Well, kudos to you and Amanda Sile King for being able to do an NCAA game like that. That's awesome, Jeff. We're proud of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. There's a chance. I'm telling you. I'll get ready to wrap up the Big K Morning Show for the day and the week. And want to thank you for tuning in, Marty. Had a couple of days off. He'll be back with me on Monday. Meanwhile, want to thank everybody who participated today. We had so many great guests, including opera superstar and singer. It's not just opera. Jackie Evancho, discovered 12 years ago by America's Got Talent. Remember that when she was 10, Pine Richland High School. Fun to talk to her. And yesterday it was Mike Love of the Beach Boys, who are performing tonight, by the way, at the Benedum. Their holiday show is at 7:30, and Jackie Evancho will be at Homestead at the Carnegie Music Library there next Saturday. And also next Saturday, I'll be hosting at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont, a Christmas music spectacular. And John Bento, Beth Claussen, and a team of very talented artists. Nice holiday show. Doors open at 7. 8 o'clock is showtime. And helping raise money for Remember Me Rose Garden, which is a very powerful support and remembrance of Flight 93 and near that National Monument. So that's Christmas music spectacular at the Oaks Theater next Saturday night. Meanwhile, coming up 10 to 2, we've got Paul Zeiss and then Rick Dayton on your way home. Rick Dayton, check out his Live at 5 brought to you by ServiceMaster. And what else after we're clearing the deck here? I'm going to give you a little bit of, you know what, I told Mike Love of the Beach Boys, enjoy whatever you're doing this weekend. We've got high school football playoff action. Westinghouse, Steel Valley, starting tonight at 6 with John Fedko, Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee, play-by-play in color, Robert Mangino on the field, Cale Berger and Ben Tenuta covering all the social media angles. and nobody does it better anywhere than here on the Big K.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.